Welcome to the Toolbox with our hosts Joe Mangi and
the Raven.
Buckle up and get ready. You're not going to want to miss a single second of this.
They got some fine coffee down here at WVFF.
That caffeine has hit your bloodstream.
If enough people request, they'll start selling it. There'll be a baristas. You have to order it venti with cream and stuff. I don't know how Starbucks.
Starbucks. That's forever now.
Starbucks.
That's no.
That's the name of it. It's got to be Starbucks.
Starbucks. What was it off of Idiocracy?
Fuddruckers. I can't say the other name. You know that's an actual chain?
Yeah, I know it's an actual chain.
Idiocracy. That's a great movie.
Very great movie.
It's the only comedy that turned into a documentary.
Yeah.
Well, anywho, WVFF has what you crave. It has electrolytes.
You had to sneak it in there. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Are you starting off or am I starting off?
Am I finishing?
That's what she said.
Better hope not.
Let's cut all that out. Oh, my Lord.
You started it.
Well, no, I was trying to think where we left off. You did Rolls-Royce? You
were talking about Rolls-Royce? I ended on Rolls-Royce.
So my last part is Rolls-Royce, but I have like...
Ooh.
I got like pages. You guys can probably hear. I got like pages of Rolls-Royce stuff.
No, then let me finish mine.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
Okay. So I'm finishing off with my last fancy car, the Bugatti Royale.
That sounds fancy.
Can't say it any other way. I can't look at you. I keep laughing. The first prototype was built in 1926, and it looked a little different because it had a longer wheelbase and a larger engine, and it wasn't until 1932 that Bugatti sold the first Royale. And it was classified as an elegant roadster with an 8-cylinder.
A roadster.
Roadster. What'd I say?
You said roaster.
Roaster.
We're stuck on the coffee.
My accent's coming out when I speak.
You care to go for a ride in a Bugatti?
I'm gonna start picking on you for yours.
You've been picking on me for mine.
Yeah.
That's been day one.
Okay. Bugatti reported that only 7 other Royales were made between 1927 and 1933, but only 6 exist today. The 7th was actually a prototype that got destroyed in a wreck.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, ugh, no. But there are 6 in existence in totals. So when it was first sold, when the first Royale was sold, it was only sold for $30,000. Which isn't
sold.
Bad. Which isn't
what a,
bad.
What a steal.
You want to know what it's valued at today?
$38,000.
Low number, $6 million.
Oof.
That's the lowest you're going to get on that. Like.
I got to look one of those up.
I can't imagine like being able to buy. Because like that. 1926. That would have been my great-grandmother era. Like, she would have been around her. And then, so, like, her getting to buy one for $30,000, and then if that car had been passed through the family at today's value, it would have been $6 million. Like, that's so crazy how for it to increase like that.
Supply and demand. People want them.
Yeah. Yeah, and if he was lucky enough to stick around to get them.
Yeah, and that's another thing. So, a lot of people don't know. Like, they think of Bugatti, and they think of the Veyron, and the Chiron? I don't know how to pronounce it.
Chiron.
But they've been around the Chiron. The Bugatti Chiron. But they've been around since the early 1900s.
Yeah.
In France, making crazy race cars.
Yeah, no, and see, whenever, God, and I don't know if this is just me, but normally, like, when I think of, like, oh, the first cars, and, oh, when the first cars were made, like, my brain instantly goes, like, oh, the Model T, the rickety, big-wheeled, curved things. I don't ever think about, like, oh, in the 1900s. Again, that wasn't too long
ago. They had twin cams.
They had race cars. They had, like, elegant, fancy, beautiful cars like this. And that was literally not even that long ago.
Yeah.
And it's like, people, I don't think a lot of people realize, like, how long this truly has been around. Like, this beautiful car community.
I don't know where to go from that.
I mean, you can continue with your beautiful Rolls-Royce community.
I'm not a part of the community.
I don't think you're going to be beating the Bugatti Royale.
They won't accept me. I go to the Bugatti and Rolls-Royce festivals with my jeans and my boots. They won't let me in.
I wonder why. I mean, it might have a little something to do with the fact you look like a farmer, but...
I bring them a thing of Grey Poupon. That's the trick.
You mean
that's
I can't buy this with a radish anymore?
How many herds of cows is saying that in the pocket? We could have did fancy features on tractors. Tractors do got some nice features.
Yeah, but I like classical cars.
Oh, well.
You the tractor man.
Well, prepare to be disappointed because it's... Because I did the current Rolls-Royce Phantom.
Ugh.
Their flagship.
Ugh.
So, Rolls-Royce has been setting the bar for luxury for over 100 years. The original Phantom came as a chassis and running gear that you'd have to take it to a coach builder for them to, like, build the car part. You know, they just gave you the two motorcycles and they had to build the house in the middle. But yeah, but nowadays, oh, I don't even know where I left off.
Yeah, finger follow.
I know. I have to read like a 3-year-old. I have to read like I'm in kindergarten. But if I do that, you'll hear the paper. You'll hear my finger sliding.
That's why I got a laptop.
I tried doing a laptop. I can't do it. The trackpad. I need a mouse, but then you'd hear me going click, 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 click.
You're so old. You need to hold the papers to read it.
I gotta put my glasses down on the end of my nose.
I swear, I'm gonna get you a set of reading glasses. You put on.
I need
glasses.
A magnifying glass.
I'm gonna get you the monocle.
See, and here's where I messed up. So I was writing down paragraphs, mm-hmm. and normally I do bullet points,
mm-hmm.
but I can't do both. So I picked the wrong one, and I did a paragraph.
Now you can't follow.
Now I can't follow my place. But, okay, yeah, so they came as, God, I almost said cab and chassis. Jeez.
There's the Boston.
What, cab and chassis?
No, you didn't say it like that a second ago. You say cab.
Hey, I'm reading about Rolls Royce here.
I love when the accent comes out.
I thought that's just how you say it. Cab and chassis? Cab and chassis. But anywho, so you used to have to bring it to a coach builder. Now.
You say coach, like a wagon coach?
Yeah, not like a baseball coach.
Well, no, like, but like.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
the,
so
like
so,
the wagons, the big
yeah, coaches. Like,
so they were building car parts along with wagons being pulled by horses.
Yeah. Yeah, so early cars were pretty much they were like the horse and buggy without the horse. Like if you think about it.
Yeah. But yeah, I didn't know that the same people who were building that were also capable of building cars. I don't want to make it sound like they were like, oh, you can only work with wood. You can't work with metal.
You, horses only.
But I find it crazy. It's like, oh, at the same time that they were building wagons, they were also building cars.
Yeah, they're building phantoms.
Phantoms, yeah, that's crazy.
I can't remember where I was going to go.
I'm sorry.
I was going somewhere with it.
You.
Oh, I can't remember where I was going. What? Yeah. Whatever. Oh, yeah. That's where I was going.
Yeah.
So, yeah, people who made horse and buggies could also build car bodies. But the people that made the cars, like, weren't making the car bodies.
Were they only making, like, the engines?
It was chassis. Like, it was the frame with wheels, engine, and a steering wheel. Like, no seats. Most of them, they had hoods.
Yeah.
But then, you know, from the firewall back,
It was custom. Just a cage.
That's why, like the Phantom 2 you did last week, mm-hmm. good luck finding two that matched.
Oh.
Like, old, like, coach-built cars, very rarely were they, like, identical.
Yeah.
That's why you could look up, like, I don't know, an old coach-built something, mm-hmm. and you'd be like, oh, that looks completely different, and it doesn't match that. But anywho, we need to do a tally of how many times I say anywho this episode. But, so, now the Phantom. Oh, my God. I'm not even done with the first paragraph. But now the Phantom is made in-house by hand with only the finest materials. Like leather from bulls. Not from cows. Because cows, when they get pregnant, they get stretch marks.
That's so mean.
What do you mean?
That's so mean.
Hey, Rolls Royce, they'll body shame a cow now.
That's so mean. If they body shaming a cow.
If you're a cow that got stretch marks, you ain't making it in the Phantom.
That's so mean.
That's not even, that's the tip of the iceberg. I'm just, I get like two paragraphs about the leather.
So, of course you do, because it's about a bull.
This ain't my first rodeo. You see, I need to follow with my finger.
We should have brought your ruler, and then you could have followed like that.
Yeah, how?
There you go.
My child bent my ruler.
A metal ruler.
Yeah, I bought a metal ruler last weekend, and I found it in the living room. It's bent in half. I was so excited to find a metal ruler, and now back to not having a metal ruler.
If she bent it one way, you could bend it the other.
Yeah, but it's not straight anymore. It looks like a freaking cooked piece of bacon. Yeah, but then the inch won't be in it. It'd be stretched out.
Okay. Well, you got a broken ruler.
Like the Rolls Royce Craftsman's, I'm a perfectionist too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you think only bull hides?
Yeah.
Not just any bull hides. They only source them. Sorry, we're having some technical difficulties. Jeez.
I'm just trying to help you.
I'm sorry. I was halfway through reading it. I got handed a note. And I was trying to read it.
No.
And I was like, who handed you this note from this closed room that they're trying to tell me?
I'm trying to help you read your paper because you keep getting lost.
Well, the first paragraph, it's like six paragraphs that I didn't split up. Yeah.
But you didn't want me to do any of the typing.
Backtrack. The leather.
No.
It's made with bulls, not from cows. Because mm-hmm. cows get stretch marks.
Because they're sexist.
But I don't even know what the word is for this. It's not just any bulls. Mm-hmm. They're sourced from high altitude areas and regions in Europe. Because they're less likely to have mosquito bites.
So the higher the bull, the better.
Mosquito bites will show up. And they're not having any part of it. These, I almost said cow hides. These bull hides are perfect. There's no barbed wire on the ranches that they're sourced from because they could scratch them. Like, they're absolutely perfect
leather. I
want to
know the a-hole rich guy who pointed it out the first time. Was like, my chair
has a mosquito bite on my dash. I've never seen, like, out of all the leather stuff I've seen.
I want to know who took a magnifying glass to that and, like, that looks like a pinhole.
Clearly.
Clearly.
This is a South European cowhide.
That is not good enough.
But yeah, so the current Phantom takes a minimum of 8 bull hides. To, like, for the interior.
Does Rolls Royce also sell the meat? Or do they just shave the cow and then toss the rest away?
No, they buy, like, they don't have cows there. They buy them.
Well, yeah, but they what do they do with the rest of the cow? Or does the rest of it get put into the Royce?
They ship them the whole cow, so they're like, what are we doing? Just got all these bones lying around. Just got all these cow bones. Like, they've been in business for over 100 years, and like, we still don't know what to do.
We had a shack in the back.
With all this meat back here.
house, one full of bones and one full of meat. No, they could pull a Volkswagen and sell sausages.
It's just old pile of junk.
Nothing but a load of junk.
Nothing but a load of junk, baby. A bunch of cow bones. All right, first paragraph is done.
Round of applause for you.
Oh, man. So.
And you have how many pages?
I got like 4 pages of this, guys. I'm sorry. Just turn it off now.
Keep going. You got this.
So, the Rolls-Royce Phantoms mm-hmm. are all unique. Because of this, they are built to the buyer's specifications. And I read that wrong. But they're built to the buyer's specifications. Because of this, there's no base model Phantom. Like, there isn't a base one.
So what do they start with?
I don't know. They wouldn't tell me. I went on their website, and they're like...
Like, they don't even have, like,
you can't even fathom this, buddy. They're like, you want to know the features? Think of stuff you can't even think of, and then come back and bug us. Like, I'm not even kidding. Go to RollsRoyce.com. Try specking one out. They
won't let you.
They could tell you what you think you could get. Like, they won't tell you. Like, there's no...
That's crazy.
Because the options are endless. But anywho, a 2025 is estimated to start at about $500,000.
Sounds about right.
For the not base.
I mean, if
base.
I'm getting a mountain cow. Oh, sorry, mountain bull.
Mountain cows.
Because they don't like them cows.
Look at them mountain cows up there.
Apparently hire the cow.
I mean, nothing but the best. And speaking of nothing but the best, even the floor mats in the Phantom are made out of thick lamb's wool. Not sheep's wool. Lamb's wool.
You know what a lamb is, right?
Is it a baby sheep?
Yes, it's a baby!
But the baby has a softer coat than lamb. So the first cut...
So not only...
The first trim of a lamb only used in Rolls Royce. Well, I mean, I don't...
So please
maybe
tell
other
me they're
people
not use. Killing the babies.
No, they cut their hair and it grows back.
Okay, that's terrible. Thank God.
Put them in the pile of bones.
Oh, my God. I was about to say they're killing baby lambs.
What am I going to be able to grow? Floor mats. Get into the pile of bones.
Oh, my God. That's so horrible.
You're going to be the softest floor mats known to man. But they're wearing shoes back there. They won't even feel it. That's just the floor mats.
I know.
But, so you're looking down at these nice soft floor mats, and you look up, you could see the night sky in the middle of the day, complete with shooting stars. They got the sky up there what? Inside the car. They got the outside on the inside.
Take the outside and put it in.
Take the outside, put it in here. Take what's over in here, put it with those bones.
Our animal toss a couple infants on the floor.
Oh my God.
This is so bad.
They don't kill the lamb. And they don't kill the bulls. They buy the...
Somehow. How do you skin a bull without killing it?
No, I mean, they don't. They just buy the leather.
Oh, so they're not back there chopping away.
It's like the same guy doing the pinstripes. Like, all right, come here.
Oh my God.
Well, yeah, Monday and Tuesdays you're sanding...
Wednesdays and
Thursdays, you're killing bulls.
And then Friday, you're skinning lambs.
Friday, you're back to buffing.
Oh, my God.
Don't get those days mixed up. I've been shooting these cars nonstop. They keep running.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine what a Rolls Royce plant looks like.
Not like how we're describing it.
Probably
it's
not.
It's just chaos.
This is what poor people think it looks like.
Oh, jeez. But yeah, so they have an option.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what the option's called. But you can have the night sky on the headliner. I've seen some squatted trucks with it, unfortunately.
I think I've seen a video of inside of Rolls with that.
Oh, it's so cool. It's like the Rainforest Cafe, but in your Rolls. You could probably get jaguars in it too, if you wanted.
They give you baby ones.
But yeah, and that like these night skies, they're not like they're handmade. Someone has to drill like 1,500 holes and insert fiber optic like lights and cut them by hand. They have to drill those holes in the bull skin. In the bull skin headliner. But yeah, that's like the floor and the ceiling. Another bespoke option, or bespoke, is the digital soul. This is where an artistic interpretation mm-hmm. of the vehicle's owner's DNA is digitally captured and transcribed into stainless steel, then plated in 24 karat gold and installed on the dash and door panels. I looked it up. I don't understand it. It looks like a bunch of little squares.
What do they mean by the owner's DNA?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm not understanding how this feature works. And why? Why do you need this feature?
That's the thing.
Only your car can start? Or is it so you can DNA identify your vehicle if it's ever in a crash?
None of the above.
So what is it used for?
It's just a custom, like, trim thing. It goes on the dash, and it's like this, like, little, it's like squares and stuff. And
so on the imagine you hop into your friend's Rolls Royce and be like, hey, that's my blood right there.
No, like, I don't even know. I wish I had a picture of it. If I had a picture of it, it wouldn't make any more sense.
It doesn't make any sense. But
it's like,
it's something stupid rich people get.
Yeah, if you can afford to have an artist interpret your DNA, they will install it on the dash of your Rolls Royce in 24 karat gold. That's the fact. That's one of the few options I found for the Rolls Royce Phantom. Was like the first one was just off the wall crazy.
That is completely nuts.
Bull skin, lamb on your feet, DNA on the dash.
This car just sounds disgusting. It's like a lure. This just sounds grody.
I mean, I am not fancy enough to understand this level of luxury.
I swear, the richer you are, the grosser you get.
I mean, they're nice on the inside.
Sure, if you get past the bull skin and the lamb.
It's just leather.
Lamb. Man. The bones. I can hear them screaming.
In a phantom, no one can hear you scream. One thing that I do understand about the Phantom.
Yeah.
Is they have. Oh, this is going to sound bad too.
Oh my god. Is this car not gross?
It has suicide rear doors. With a hidden full-size umbrella in them.
In the door?
In the door. So you open up the door and they open up backwards because you're super fancy.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, great heavens. It's drizzling. Built-in full-size, like, fancy, stainless, polished umbrella in each door. And, you know, they're black. I don't even think they have the Rolls-Royce logo on them. That's how fancy they are.
That's so ridiculous.
Yeah. In the, I'm still trying to read. I can't read today. Yeah. And, so you get the fancy umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty fancy. Mm-hmm. Not a fancy thing. These cars are still, like, painted by hand. Not like there's a guy with a paintbrush, like, painting them, but, like, sprayed by hand and not, like, dipped.
Yeah.
And they don't have, like, robots painting them.
Yeah.
And you might think, Rolls-Royce Phantom. How many colors can you pick? What, it's like black or silver, or black or silver, right?
They're better than Ferrari because you only get those in red.
So, Rolls-Royce Phantoms, you have your choice of over 44,000 different shades.
I would mind boggle them.
And that's not including two-tone options.
Oh, so you can't get more than one color?
Yeah.
Ha!
You get more than two colors.
I was like, I would ask them, I was like, how many colors can I put on this?
we've been waiting for someone to ask.
It's like, let's see how high this number can go. Yeah.
Yeah, like who? I don't know why they settled on. I can't even think of 44,000 different colors.
Oh, I could figure it out.
Man, how many different shades? Brown.
Sun-kissed orange.
Sun-kissed orange. Yeah, it's been difficult to narrow down the Phantom's options because they are truly endless.
Again, better than Ferrari. And cheaper, too.
Yeah, and speak... I don't think Phantom's cheaper than Ferrari. It depends on what Ferrari. If anyone has a Ferrari, bring it by.
Like, let me know how many things you were actually able to custom before they said they were going to take it away from you.
You want to know a fun fact about Ferrari owners? You know how to tell if someone owns a Ferrari?
Mm-hmm.
They'll tell you.
I was about to say, wouldn't they be wearing like a hat or something? That's normally what they do. They get decked out in Ferrari gear and then walk around.
You know, there's an old Top Gear. They did a study. So there's more claimed Ferrari owners than Ferrari's ever made. So someone's lying. Someone's fibbing.
There's always a guy,
like, he'd hop out of a Honda Odyssey with a Ferrari shirt and a Ferrari hat. He'd be like, I have a Ferrari.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, well, no one asked, but like, we've seen you hop out of his, I have a Ferrari. Like, dude, you don't even have kids with you. What are you doing? No one's, what?
Yeah.
The fact that you said something, like, now we're doubting you.
Yeah.
Spare time, go to the Ferrari website. They got skateboards and shirts. You get a Ferrari branded skateboard.
I guarantee they probably sell more of their merchandise that way than they sell vehicles. Because then at least you can customize those. Ferrari, get mad. You let these people spend $500,000 on a car, and they can't customize a single thing without some Italian dude getting mad about it.
You braver than me. Ferrari gonna send you a letter just for saying that.
Send me a letter. What's the thing?
Joke's on you. I can't read.
I was gonna say, what's that thing you say? That Segura Ragazzi or something?
I don't think you said already. I don't know the correct pronunciation.
I muddled it, so.
But my dad is Italian, or was Italian, and whenever he'd get mad at me when I was a kid, he'd, like, say that in Italian. I still don't know what it means. So, someone...
Ferrari, let us know.
Yeah. Ferrari's probably sick. Enzo's up there like, ah!
We totally got it.
How dare she pick on the Ferrari?
Only one I like is Luigi.
Back to Rolls Royce. So, speaking of the fancy leather,
mm-hmm.
You don't have to have leather seats.
No, you don't have to get the bowls.
No, you could get twill cloth. And if twill cloth isn't fit, I don't know what twill cloth
twill?
Is. I think it's like a tweed jacket. But, which honestly, who's the lunatic getting cloth seats in a Rolls? But
same one getting the lamb sheared.
That comes with that. That's not even an option. You can option for cloth seats. But if you don't want cloth seats, mm-hmm. and if you don't want leather seats, you can get your seats made out of imported silk.
Oh, a silk seat.
That sounds terrible.
I was about to say, you would hate that.
I don't understand. Like, how do you...
your hands like crazy.
Yeah. You get the interior made out of silk.
I would do that and not tell you. And then I wouldn't go inside of it.
I'd be like a cat when they touch water. I'd be like, pinging around the inside trying to get out.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Other things about their options. You don't want wood on the dash? Even though you could pick from walnut, piano wood, and the rare KOA. That doesn't mean Camp Across America. That's a tree. I've never heard of that tree. They're from Hawaii. It could go on your dash. I probably should have looked up a KOA tree. I was about to say,
I don't think it's pronounced KOA.
Oh, Koa.
Koa.
Well, I'm not Hawaiian.
I was about to say, I don't think that's how that's pronounced.
Koa sounds way better than the KOA tree.
Yeah, when you said it's Hawaiian, I'm like, oh, it's probably pronounced.
They didn't tell me how to pronounce none of this.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, you can choose If you don't want wood, you could choose from metal accents like steel and brushed silk.
Oh, they let me get that fancy carbon fiber with the metal in it?
Well, you think that's fancy. Let's say you can't make up your mind. Mm-hmm. You could get amber wood that has fine particles of charaded sparkling metal in it. You get a both. I don't even know. I couldn't find a picture. They don't show none of it. Like, they, like,
you
whisper.
You don't see what any of this looks like until it comes to you.
Yeah, they're like, hey, you want to see some crazy stuff? Too bad.
You gotta order it first. Yeah,
you gotta order it first, and then we'll figure out how to put it on the dash.
Yeah, pretty much. That's crazy. I wonder if they give you all these options with no idea on how to actually make it fit into the car until someone orders it.
Like, oh no, someone actually ordered that?
It's like, well, time to figure it out.
Yeah, because imagine, like, okay, yeah, we got this,
like,
rare poetry.
I was about to say, how many people actually order that?
I don't know. How many people order the DNA dash?
Probably more people than should.
Yeah, like, I can't fathom how fancy these are. The Phantom's Spirit of Ecstasy. It's the name of, like, the hood ornament. Mm-hmm. It's like the lady in, like, the dress, like,
whoosh. I thought she had wings.
Nah. Or maybe she does. I don't know. I've never seen one. They don't let me close to these. They don't let me close to these vehicles.
They don't let you within spitting distance.
They won't even show any pictures on the website. Yeah, so the emblem, the Spirit of Ecstasy, mm-hmm. can be made out of your choice of materials. Like stainless steel, silver, and even gold. Like, not gold paint, like gold. You get a freaking gold one.
Gold.
And let's just say you don't want one made out of metal. You could get it out of crystal. A crystal hood ornament. And if that's not fancy enough, you could option for the light to light up the crystal as you're driving at night.
So it looked like a Christmas tree going down the road.
No, it's like, no, I have seen pictures of that. It's super fancy. I don't understand how it doesn't break immediately.
Huh.
Yeah, it's
imagine
like
a rock flies up and goes, tink! There
it goes. Right?
And there goes your crystal ornament.
Here's where I put my crystal Spirit of Ecstasy, if I had one. Oh, where was I? Yeah, so you can have it light up so mm-hmm. everyone knows what you're driving at night. And you might be thinking, like, what if someone, like, let's say you park your Phantom, and if someone, like, tries stealing the emblem.
Oh, I've seen this. I've seen what it does.
Yeah.
That's, like, a super cool feature.
The moment any pressure is detected on the Spirit of Ecstasy, it retracts into the radiator grill, and a piece of metal blocks. It's, like, protected at all times.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so, like, who came up with that?
Somebody who had kids.
You what? The kid just comes out, I got a doll.
Yeah. It's like, look what I found. No, someone who had kids. Because that's exactly what Cammie would go for.
Yeah, like.
If you had a hood ornament, that's exactly what she'd go for.
So my dad used to only drive Lincolns, and I'd always turn the emblem around.
And he'd get so that's exactly why. Because of children like you. I guarantee the Rolls Royce owner probably had a couple kids and was like, they all just get messing with the emblems.
Why does my gold Spirit of Ecstasy have your fingerprints on it? There's Cheeto dust all on the grill of my Rolls Royce. let's see. Where was I? And if that alone doesn't show how insanely fancy these vehicles are, I don't think me listing all the Phantom's endless options will help. Because I still don't know any, like, they have all these crazy options.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to sit in one. Let me sit in one. If anyone has a Phantom.
I don't want to put my feet on little lambs.
I do.
You're so mean.
They don't kill the lambs. They just cut their hair.
Okay, unless you can verify this for me. Because they're killing the bulls. What's to stop them from killing the lambs?
Because if they killed the lambs, then they wouldn't have any more lamb to grow the hair to cut it again.
What do they do for the bulls?
That's between them and the bulls. I mean, they probably wait for, I don't know, they probably, I was going to say, they probably wait for the bulls to get old, but they probably don't.
Because no, they didn't have old, wrinkles. That's what they keep the cows around for, just keep giving birth to bulls.
Maybe, I don't know. If someone,
that's why they got stretch marks. Yay, holes.
I'm not impregnating cows.
We have a different problem. That'd be the nastiest leather.
That was the end of the fancy vehicle series. I would like to apologize in advance.
I'm sorry. We weren't very grown up today.
We're just living up to these fancy cars. Oh. Well, that was the toolbox. Thank you for listening to WVFF 97.7. I almost said the toolbox, but I said the tool. I did it opposite. Yay. But yeah. What is your thing you said?
Oh, keep it cranking.
Imagine, like, how do you explain that job? Like, I take the client's DNA and I put it on the dashboard.
We thank you for staying tuned to the toolbox. If you missed it, not to worry. You can always find it over on WVFFradio.com. Thanks for staying tuned to Veterans for Freedom Radio, 97.7 FM, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.